With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're so smart about football, why aren't you working for the Texans?
Oh, what a great question.
Running your mouth on the radio.
That's such a good question, man.
That's a great question.
I believe true is it's a good question.
It is. Yeah, it's
it is a good question.
The way you all talk, you think you know how it's all done and accomplished, yet there you sit and never having been played on a pro football team or even coached with one.
Man. Like the way he whispers at the end
for
emphasis. You never even
man, Stu knows what's up. We love
who was
Stu.
The wrestler that did that? Randy
Jake the Snake?
Savage?
Randy Savage was loud. I think Jake the Snake.
Was it Jake the Snake? Here, Buster.
Jake the Snake had serious alcohol issues.
Yeah, boy.
Though. We appreciate the call. That's the beauty of this, man. We love feedback. We love interaction. Even when you disagree, it's even that much more fun. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. Sports Radio 610. Huge day for the Rockets, to say the very least. They got a big game against the Golden State Warriors. They got a chance to eliminate the pessimism that comes with being a team in the city of Houston, or at least what once was, because the Astros eliminated a few years ago. I think the Rockets have a huge chance to do so as well. Texans are really the only team that has that natural pessimism and the lack of belief by not the majority, but many heading into a game, just because we haven't seen it yet. And because of that, it brings up the question, what needs to happen for the Texans to get on the same path that the Rockets are on and that the Astros are on? And I think that first step is simple. I'm not going to sit here and be a simpleton and say the Texans need to make a run in the playoffs. I'm not going to say they need to make a Super Bowl run. What needs to happen this next season is this offense needs to be a top 10 offense, and it needs to look like one of the best offenses in the league. And I don't think that's asking too much, because even last year with all the problems, they were 15th in the league in offense. You're getting your receivers back in Will Fuller and Kiki Kuti. Your tight ends are a year older, and you've also brought in other weapons. You've looked at the offensive line. You've tweaked it. You got Lamar Miller coming off a Pro Bowl season. You got Deontay Foreman coming back. He only played one game last year, plus a brief cameo in the playoffs. And most importantly, you got a quarterback in Deshaun Watson and a coach in Bill O'Brien who has a reputation, or a background, I should say, as a guy who works with offenses. For the Texans to take that next step, and I know sometimes it takes baby steps, the one thing I want to see, and I'm going to be realistic and I'm going to be fair to the Texans given the fact that I think this division is going to be tougher and it's a year-to-year league, this offense needs to be elite next year, John. That's my expectation.
It has to be. Given who they're facing, given that the defense, you know, can we really count on the defense being exactly what it was last year or better? I think there's some uncertainty there. But more than anything, you need to be better offensively, because that's how you do more than just go 9-7 and get ousted in the first round of the playoffs. I'm tired of driving for show. You know the old adage, you know, guys drive for show and putt for dough. The Texans haven't putted for dough ever, ever in the postseason. The only way you get there is with an elite offense that strikes fear in opposing defensive coordinators. And how do you do that? Deshaun Watson is Deshaun Watson of 2017. You stay healthy, of course. That's always a big if. And you start running an offense that maybe looks as complicated as you say it is. That I think that's really the thing that bothers me about, well, it's so complicated and hard to learn. Well, I wish I could see some of that on the field. You know, it looks like a regular old NFL offense. It's not a bad offense, although to say that they were what? What did you say? 15th in the league in offensively last year.
15th,
29th in the red zone, and rushing the football, they were 8th. Take away Deshaun Watson runs, they were 31st.
That's not fair to do, though, John. You can't take it away.
It's absolutely fair.
How are you going to take away Deshaun's running?
Because he's running for his life. A lot of them may have been called plays. Red zone is everybody. You're 29th in the NFL in red zone. 31st in rushing without Deshaun Watson, you know, bailing your ass out. That you got to be better than that.
More balanced offense, better red zone offense. I think a top 10 offense. That's the next step for the Texans to get out of this apathy that we feel so often when we talk about them. 713-572-4610. Let's go to Rick. Rick, how you doing, man?
Doing great. First-time caller.
Love that first-time long-time.
First-time long-time. On the Texans offense, two things. One of which is O'Brien needs to play taller. That's obvious. Second thing is, why are we not putting J.J. Watt in as a tight end? His impact would be so much far greater as a tight end. Not a decoy tight end, but a true tight end. You know, if you get Ndamukong or whatever, our defense does fine, you know, either way. But that number one is my thing. We sit down as when we're watching football, go, why in the heck don't we have, I mean, who's going to tackle that guy? I mean, that's number one.
I love the question. Go ahead.
And I don't know why this isn't always on everyone's mind. Because he catches 100 balls a day. The guy can catch balls. The guy can.
No, and he's played tight end. Look, he's played tight end. He played.
Nobody's talking about guys.
He played faithfully running back at one point.
And who's going to tackle him? The Chiefs when they put him in and walk out.
But here's the thing. Look, I love the question because it's something that we've seen in the past, and it's something that he can do. He's not going to be a regular tight end.
There's a reason he was a walk-on tight end and became a legend on defense.
It's going to have to be situational for him and kind of a surprise element.
713-572-4610. You're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Hello, this is Gupta again.
What's up, Gupta?
What's up? What up, bro?
You know what, Landry? You think you're so smart with your sports and your knowledge and your sports knowledge. Well, why don't you become the coach of the Rockets and the coach of the manager of the Astros and the coach of the Texans? You know, or you know, why don't you just become the president? You know. I would do it myself, but, you know, I'm deaf in my left ear, so I can't do it. But you know what? You don't know everything, okay, Landry? Just accept that.
Thanks, man. Thanks, Gupta. Appreciate you. Let's go to Money Mike. Money Mike, what up?
What do you do, fellas?
What's up?
Hey, a couple of things here. Hey, don't worry about the Texans' offense, man. We got a bunch of versatile players, remember?
That's right. You're right.
So don't worry about that. Hey, on to my thing I really wanted to talk about. Fellas, I got a weird feeling about this game tonight. So every game has been close. The most points won by the Warriors was game two when they beat us by 6 points. Everything else has been under that.
Yes.
I got a weird feeling that we're going to have a blowout tonight. Somebody. Now, these two teams, I'm not talking 22-point blowout. I'm talking maybe 12 or 15. I'm hoping it's on the Rockets side. But I just got a strange feeling about tonight that somebody's going to explode for something and the other team's going to be a little off. With that being said, can I spit some wisdom to you?
Always.
Ability is what you're capable of doing. Motivation determines what you do, and your attitude determines how well you do it. Good afternoon.
What is the Rockets' attitude?
Money Mike should be a coach.
What is the Rockets' attitude?
I think they're confident. I do. I would be confident.
Harden seems confident, man.
I would be confident.
You know how I am at the podium?
Mm-hmm.
James Harden seems to be in that zone right
Even
now.
Even that cut that we played earlier, you know, like, talking about how much they've changed on defense and, you know, how these teams are even and all that. You could just kind of sense it picking that up.
Are we too hard on James Harden? I'm not. Are you?
I don't think I am. Am I? You tell me.
Yes.
How?
I just think you're a little too hard on him.
How? What do I say that's too hard
well,
on
you acted like he needed to carry the team after the first two games. He was all right. I mean, I thought it was more on the cast.
And then he did. And then what did I say?
But he did, but they still could have won. I mean,
oh, so you're saying I said something right sitting right here.
I mean, you said right is a subjective term here. Right is, I mean, and you say stuff right all the time. You're a smart man. You've been covering sports here for 3 decades. Of course you've said something right. You say something right every time the microphone turns on.
Tell Stu that. I've been covering sports for 30 years.
I don't know, man. And old Stu might not like it. 713-572-4610. Let's go to Brian. Brian, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Hey, man, just want to comment on Bill O'Brien. If y'all have been too hard on Bill O'Brien. I mean, I feel like with the quarterbacks he had in the past years when he first came, I mean, he elevated their game to the best of their ability. We missed on some draft picks with the offensive linemen and some of the skill position guys. And now that he got Deshaun Watson the first year, I mean, he got hurt. So you had to reconstruct the offense then. Then the second year, which was last season with his full season, you know, you had some skill position guys get hurt and the offensive line was kind of young and immature. and he still got us to the playoffs, still won the division. I mean, he's not the best coach, not the greatest, but I don't think that's what he came to the Texans classified as. So, you know, with the offense being as complex as it's supposed to be, it can be better. But I feel like you said earlier, the next 2 years, he got a chance to prove us wrong as far as the fan in the city of Houston that's going for him. I think that a lot of times that people are too critical about Bill O'Brien offense.
Yeah, I think this is my thing on Bill O'Brien. And this is my, like, you think Bob Knight's the best basketball coach ever, right? You've talked about this.
I think he's the greatest basketball coach in the history of college basketball.
But this is
I wouldn't
my
let
thing.
My kids play for him,
right?
But he is.
This is my thing with Bob Knight. And I think, and this is a Bob Knight like towards the end. I'm not going to say Bob Knight in his prime, like when he was recruiting at a decent level. I think Bob Knight could take a team of stiffs to the Sweet 16.
Mm-hmm.
I think absolutely, no matter how crappy the talent is, he could take a team of stiffs to the Sweet 16. However, I think if you gave him a team of like McDonald's All-Americans, I think that Bill O'Brien, I think that Bob Knight, his ceiling is still a little bit lower and he wouldn't get the most out of the talent. I think with Bill O'Brien, I think the floor is pretty high with the exception of the 2016 season with Tom, mm-hmm. or 2017 with Tom Savage. But I think the ceiling is into question. And I don't know how far he can take guys like Deshaun Watson, but I will give him credit for maximizing guys like Brian Hoyer and Ryan Fitzpatrick, even though it's backhanded credit because the defense was so good and that was the strength of the team.
You actually reminded me of an old Bum Phillips story.
Tell me a story, OG.
Bum Phillips talking about Chuck Knoll, the former Steelers head coach.
Legend.
And this is a direct quote. He said, Chuck can take his'n and beat urine, and he can take urine and beat his'n. In other words, that's how good a coach he was. He could take your team and beat you. He could take his team and beat you. That was Bob Knight. And that's a coach that strikes fear in opponents. That doesn't really matter about, hey, this offensive lineman developing, or these guys getting better health, or the defense carrying the way. He's just good coach.
I'm talking about Bob Knight at the end. I know what you're talking about in his prime. I'm just saying he had a lot of run-ins with guys that would come in that were highly recruited, and he wouldn't maximize the talent that they had, but he would be able to coach guys that weren't that talented and have more success. I worry that that's kind of a poor man's version of Bill O'Brien, and that as long as he's doing it his way and he has these guys, the floor is a little is high.
Well, what have I said?
But the floor is the same with Deshaun Watson and all the other guys. It's pretty much the same story.
Well, I've told you until further notice. Our listeners know this. I firmly believe that if you ask me flat out, hey, is Bill O'Brien a good coach? I will tell you yes. He's a good coach. He might, in fact, be, is it the mean, the middle number, the absolute middle number? He might be the mean of all coaches in the league. I don't know if he's any better than just good. And that's kind of what you're saying, right?
I think you got to be
good. He's not bad. He can get a team to 9-7 and get a team to 8-8. He can squirrel out an 11-5 as he did last year. But is he better than a good coach?
It all goes down to his relationship with Deshaun Watson. And you know, it's great to win a division title with Brian Hoyer and then wet the bed in the playoffs. When you do that with Deshaun Watson, expectations
I got to correct something. Two texters called me out, and they are 100% right. He was talking about Don Shula.
Don Shula.
Not Chuck Knoll.
Okay, well, yeah. I'm glad we got that right. Race car!
Maybe.
Figgy hit it, not me. We'll take some more calls, 713-572-4610 if you want to get in. Speaking of Deshaun Watson, he got called out by a national figure. We'll tell you who called him out next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.